With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Yo. Check, check. Oh, I hear myself. Feels good. Great day to be alive. And I got...
Oh!
Whoa, you loud?
Who comes in here after us?
I don't know.
Clay and Buck!
Yeah. Hey, we got the email. Clay and Buck taking over the studios.
It was not for another month, though, right?
I don't remember. I just know they're coming. Let's start it, dude. I'm ready to fire.
Masters week.
Oh, look at that cat.
Spieth wearing his bogey boys.
Spieth.
Dude, you need some of that gear on the course.
Dude, he looks like a golfer. But if I showed up wearing that like vest and stuff, people would laugh at me.
Such a good look, though.
Well, it is. I mean, it's a solid outfit, but you know how much those shirts cost?
They're pricey.
Probably $100.
Oh, that's a good Christmas, birthday type thing.
No, that's too much.
You know who has it made in the shade is wives and family members of golfers. I tell them every year, guys, all I need is golf balls, tees, and shirts. I mean, I might be the easiest person to shop for.
That's not a bad list.
Every year, my mom, I lay it out for them. Hey, guys, I love these kind of balls. It really doesn't matter. I hit them in the drink anyways. And then these are nice t-shirts that I see on the course.
I will tell you that I love the Bridgestone E6 golf balls. Those are what I've been hitting for a few years now, which is so stupid because I find so many balls on the golf course. So many. And I have a bucket full of golf balls, and I still go out and buy the Bridgestone E6.
Well, you know what those are for? The ones you find on the course are for, you obviously got to make sure nobody's coming, but you kind of just hit those, and you just practice your swing with the balls you find.
No. I find Pro V1s. I find nice golf balls, and I still don't use them. I pick them up. I will climb through the bushes to get golf balls, and then I still use the Bridgestone E6s.
But on hole 8... at Muni, you just turn the other direction and hit it as hard as you can.
Yes. If you're frustrated, you hit one in the woods. Or if there's water and you just want to dunk, you drop one and you hit it in the water. I get that. But I'm talking, I have so many golf balls at my house that I never use. And it makes no sense.
All right. Well, then here's my point. Sorry, I'm off mic camera. Is this that, dude, this may be rich. I don't have time to look for a ball for 5 minutes. If I can't find my ball instantly, I drop. And also, by that same token, I'm not looking in the bushes for a ball. I can afford a $1 ball.
In this economy?
Dude, this isn't college circa 2006.
I feel you 100%. I know exactly what you're saying. But I don't, like, I'll walk around, and if I don't see my ball within a minute or two, I'm like, okay, drop. Like, no big deal.
Unless we're playing competitive for cash, dough, cheddar.
Yes, and also if you're playing for cash,
you're playing for chode, right?
I don't know what you said.
Loser touches
what? Chow? What did you say?
Cheddar.
No, you said cash, dough, cheddar. That's where I messed up. Anyway, if I hit it and I know it's not out of bounds, but I just can't find it because there's leaves or whatever, I drop it, but I don't count. I would not count a stroke because on a real golf course, you're going to have a marshal that would be standing there and tell you where your ball is. sometimes the sun's glaring and you know what direction it went, and there's just a bunch of leaves, and you're like, ah, man, it's somewhere around here. I don't know.
I agree with that. Justin will also give me a foot. If you're on dirt, dude, we're not out here to play in the Sahara. If you need a little patch of grass to have underneath your club, move it a foot. As long as you're not avoiding a tree. But also,
oh, if you're avoiding a tree, it's a stroke.
Correct.
If you're on a tree root, right. Stroke.
But also, if there is a tree root, are you willing to jack up your club? Sometimes, Justin, as long as you're not really going around the tree, he'll let me move it. You're not trying to F up your club to playing with your bros.
I'm not trying to F up my clubs. Definitely not trying to
you
do that.
You snap it in half trying to hit it around a tree.
You're like Tiger, and you got to have wrist surgery. You're out for 6 months. What happened? Oh, man, I was on number three at the local muni, and I was behind a tree. How much were you playing for? Oh, no, I was just playing by myself, just trying to, you know, be a true golfer.
Dude, it just reminded me. It wasn't you. It was Justin. He tried to go around a tree trying to be cute after five Michelobes, and he not only did he almost snap off his club, he hit it in a ravine. I said, you honestly, in your head, you thought you were going to pull off a Tiger Woods shot where you were going to hook it around the tree? And he did. That's what we're doing out there on the course. We're doing things where we see it on TV and think it's replicable. But it's not.
It's really not. I mean, the only thing that's is when they chili dip it into a pond, and that's what we do. Now, let's start the show because, I mean, people are waiting to hear our analysis.
Arnold. Okay. Hey, were you out at the same time walling through that chair? Because I saw the video footage.
Did you?
He threw that sucker. They said it was because his chick got married, eloped, his ex. The one that's the parent of his kid.
Really?
Yeah, he got pissed off, launched the chair, and then at some point started laughing, and then they took the mud shot. He was continuing to laugh. Then he sobered up, umbrellas. That's the picture videos we saw, and now he's probably still sobering up.
I have not heard the whole maybe the baby mama eloped and got married. I did not know that.
Arnold, did you get hit?
I am okay! I put on Facebook. I'm checking in and okay!
I survived the Morgan Wallen chair throw.
You see people do that?
No.
It's not funny because you're supposed to use it for tornadoes and natural disasters.
No, that's why it's funny.
Oh.
That's why it's funny.
Arnold, were you drinking, though, with Abby?
Yes, I was protecting her.
Okay, so the chair did come near you.
Yes, it skipped Broadway. I was next to the cops.
Okay, so you can confirm it did almost. Why were you next to the cops?
I was asking them if I could take a breathalyzer.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. You weren't driving, were you?
No, I got an Uber.
Okay, well, that's good. The bet ended. Thank you, Arnold. Thank you. Did you ever give any of your footage to TMZ?
My phone was dead.
Well, then how did you get an Uber?
It was Abby's phone.
Okay. I'm glad you got home, man. Did you see the chair lunch?
No, didn't see it.
It was a bouncer carrying it back in. as hard as he threw it at six floors, it only slightly dented a leg. It still looks usable.
Nice.
I bet if you go to the bar, they have it up.
For sure. Have tape around it and be like, $5, take your picture in the Morgan Wallen chair.
How many times are the bros going to use the joke this weekend where you're up on a patio and you grab a chair and go, huh?
Or they're going to make the joke. You take someone down to the Chiefs bar and be like, hey, this is the chair Morgan Wallen threw. Oh, you want to bet? I bet you I could throw it farther than Morgan Wallen did.
And are they going to outlaw chairs on rooftops?
No. I mean, that's the first time. That's the first time we know of that it's happened. I can't believe.
It's never happened. 20 rooftops in 20 years, there's never been one chair thrown?
That's what I mean. I can't believe there hadn't been more drinks thrown over the edges.
Well, that's why some of them don't let you do bottles anymore.
Well, even the cups, if they just fall, that could hurt like hell coming from a third story hitting you on the head.
Six stories, dude, would have killed somebody. I'm not a physicist. I would like to know the rate at that was traveling, the chair was traveling
fast.
At. Is it like a bullet?
I don't know. It's bigger than a bullet.
Amanda Baliones, single and ready to mingle at the Masters.
Oh, I forgot. Who is she talking to? Who's that guy?
Ortiz, maybe?
I don't know. Yeah,
Camilo Vegas.
Yeah, he's good.
You gotta
realize, time he's been in the Masters since 2015. Excited to be here.
Because of Liv, we haven't seen some of these guys in about 5 years.
Here's what's funny about Liv.
We got to start the show.
Start the show.
Arnold, come over here. Do it with me.
Okay. I'm still hungover.
from 2 days ago? Three? We're going to do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers! What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Y'all, it's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the north side of Nashville with Baser. I drive in every morning, see the beautiful skyline, and then I head to the country. I work in the city, live in the burbs. Over to you, man.
Right. What the hell happened to common sense in this world?
Yeah, it's been gone.
It has been gone. It's dead. It's not happening anymore. I decided after the podcast on Monday, I was going to head to the local Muni. And I was going to get me 18 holes of golf in because it was supposed to rain the rest of the week. The eclipse. What a great place to see the eclipse. Out on the golf course, the 90% totality, have the glasses on, feel great. Look up in the sky with my glasses, put them back in my golf bag.
If I hear one more person say totality, I'm going to kill myself, including myself. I think I said it in yesterday's podcast.
And kill, and then continue on with my golf round.
Kill me, Ray. Kill you.
So as I'm driving to the golf course, I see people all over walking out of their businesses, looking up at the sky, standing there in their suits and their dresses and their all, you know, their high heels and their nice shoes. And
some of those dresses a little higher than the others.
And they all got
their... Whoa, light pole!
They got their heads cocked to the top, and they're looking up there at totality, 90% totality. And I get to the golf course, I change my clothes in the parking lot, I put my shorts on, tuck
can
it
I,
in.
Can I confirm? I saw the same dumbasses on Music Row looking like f***ing idiots.
Some people are trying to drive into the parking garage, but people are parked. Blocking the parking garage because they're looking up, and I saw it all. Construction workers were taking a break. They were up there looking. I was like, dude, do not fall off the side of that building, please.
Yeah, handle the jackhammer and then handle your goggles, bro.
The park right down the street was packed with people in their picnics. They had their blankets out. They were all laying in the field on their backs looking up at the sky. Loving it.
Not to take from your story, as I'm entering the country at a little pull-off gas station, let's say, there's a dude in an SUV and a chick in an SUV, and it was a slow turn, so I was able to analyze it. The dude standing 10 feet away from the lady, so obviously they're not together. The chick, from my vantage point, looked rather attractive. So this dude just randomly pulls up next to this hottie and watches the eclipse with her? Or were we witnessing an affair? Or who are these two random people pulled over at a gas station in their business clothes?
Nothing.
Only an eclipse could start affairs.
Nothing brings America together like the eclipse.
Her skirt couldn't have been any higher, and her heels were maybe 10 inches.
There is nothing that does anything justice like totality. You know what I mean?
How's it going? I'd love to watch the eclipse with you.
I mean, I got a text from my sister-in-law, my in-laws, and my wife's aunt all drove to Austin to do the eclipse. They went out and they had a picnic spread, and she had post-it note on each container, and it spelled out eclipse kit.
I'll take the E, the eggs. Thanks.
And I mean, I was like, this is above and beyond.
I like that, the meal with it, but the just standing outside and looking up at the sky on Music Row, you look like a doofus. I mean, it might have been cool, which it wasn't. But it might have been cool. Guys, there's still the thing where you don't want to look like a jamoke. Hey, looking at the sky. Hey, Walter, I haven't talked to you since we had our month-end meeting, man. Look at the sky with me. Dude, they're all looking up.
I mean, I'm the text thread with Garrett, Greg, Jacob, and some random dude that they're friends with that I don't know. And they were blowing me up about the eclipse. And the quote was, dude, that was a lot cooler than I thought it was going to be. And Greg responds to Garrett, it was pretty badass.
Because they're in Texas.
They're in Austin.
We'll get more to that later. Continue with your golf story.
And Jacob was like, no, we're just going to go eclipse.
More with that now, Ray.
And Jacob was like, dude, I took the day off work for this. It was awesome.
Texas?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And I replied, I said, damn, we're old. We are texting about the eclipse and not about a drunken night out. What the hell happened to us? None of them responded. They said, guys, it's 100% totality right now. No texts. And they watched it for the 3 minutes, and then it lightened up back outside.
But it was cool where they were because it went dark.
It went dark here.
It didn't, though. I was driving during it.
Bro, it went 90% dark here.
But it wasn't as dark as in 2000.
Okay, yes, because it wasn't 100% totality. This was only like 90% totality.
We're done with totality. We're done with totality. What? In 2020, all people said was new normal. And now in 2024, if I hear one waiter or waitress or somebody tell me totality again, I'm looking for something sharp. I just can't.
And then I saw a story that some lady was shooting people on the highway because of the eclipse.
Really?
Yeah. So that your wife was onto something when she said she didn't want you on the highway during the eclipse.
But will you agree that it was probably cooler in Texas as it went darker and more total, more complete?
Yes, it was 100% totality there, but it was 90%, still pretty good here.
It was pitch dark, but it was also cloudy and it almost seemed rainy.
You got your peaks. You got a couple, the cloud would break, you would see it, then the cloud would cover it.
And will you agree, we were in a bomb shelter the entire morning working for the big show, so I couldn't see, I didn't know the light. I wasn't outside for 5 hours. So when I went outside, it just seemed normal.
You thought it was just a dark, cloudy day.
That's what I thought. So maybe that was the start of totality.
That was the start of the 90% totality.
Okay.
It was amazing.
But driving in it, it just seemed rainy. But it wasn't raining.
It wasn't rainy. I thought it was rainy also when I left the building.
We were seeing things.
And I called my wife and I said, hey, I don't even think I'm going to go to the golf course. It seems kind of rainy out. And she goes, no, it's not
totality.
Rainy. But
it's totality.
She said the eclipse has started, so you're seeing part of totality. And I'm like, oh, got it. And that is when I drove to the golf course. I was like, you know what? She's right. It's not about to rain. This is the moon covering the sun.
Did you have the goggles on?
No, I was, well, at this point I'm driving, so no, I didn't have the goggles on, so I couldn't look up at this point.
Correct. And what I didn't do, it was starting to hurt my eyes. Because all these dumbasses are staring at that.
So then you would look up.
No, I didn't. I never looked up. So it was cloudy out. I put my sunglasses on, bro.
With it?
I couldn't even see driving, man. I had sunnies on and it was pitch dark out.
Dude, so it was like at 2:03, it was going to be the 90% totality here, right?
Yes.
I got to the golf course at like 1:45.
Yeah, you were perfect.
Perfect. And I'll tell you all about that golf outing right after this.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Ray, did you mean to hit that clip?
No, you did. So I get dressed at the golf course in the parking lot, take off my pants, throw on the shorts, put the golf shoes on, grab my golf bag, grab my Eclipse glasses out of my backpack, put them in my pocket.
Did they have any totality deals?
They did not have a total discount totality.
I'd like a tea time at 2:03.
I would like you to eclipse the price down a little bit. You know what I mean? No, none of that. So I go in the clubhouse and I'm like, hey, man, I'm just here. I'm just going to play 18. Be great. And he was like, anybody else with you? I'm like,
yeah, he died in the eclipse, though. It's just me.
I'm like, nah, man, just me. And he goes, all right, you're going to pair up with this guy right here. Points to some random dude.
What was he doing? Having a port missile?
Nah, he was paying at the net. There's two cash registers. He was paying at the one on the left. I was the one on the right. And I was like, all right, cool. Hands me a key to the golf cart. And I go out and I go in and take a pee. And I'm like, I got to hurry and get out there, man. It's starting to get, it's like 1:54 right now.
Oh, it's a nice yellow color.
And so I get in the golf cart, and there's two dudes that are going to be walking. They're standing at the tee box, so I kind of pull up in front of them because they're kind of back a little bit. And there's a foursome, broskies, teeing off. And they're like, hey, you by yourself? I'm like, yeah, man, I am. They're like, you want to play through? And I'm like, well, I figure I'll just pair up with a couple of these people since there's a lot of people. And they're like, all right, cool. Those broskies proceeded to hit three balls each off the first tee.
You should have won ahead. Never turn down a go-ahead.
But I felt like if I got ahead of them, I'm by myself. I'm just going to run into more people. Yeah. So I should have paired up. And I mean,
Never be nice on the golf course.
They hit the tree on the left. They hit the tree on the right. I mean, it was, and they were just like, hey, we're just warming up. Sorry about that.
Oh, let me guess. Breakfast ball. Hey, the first one's off the, what's the other thing? Morning breakfast ball.
Yeah, I don't know, but whatever. So then there's these
two off the deck.
There's these two dudes, and I'm like, hey, you guys just want to pair up? And they're like, yeah, that's cool, man. What's up? And Bert and Ernie. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I meet Bert and Ernie, and Bert kind of looks like he's short. He kind of looks like Patrick Harrington.
I've probably played with these guys if it's the same uni.
And Ernie looks like the guy from Wreck-It Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, kind of walks like that. Cool. And they're like, oh yeah, we already played 18 today. I'm like, oh. And they're like, yeah, this is our second 18. We were playing so well, we got to just keep it going.
Are they writers?
No.
Oh.
Well, I'll get to that. And
hell of a tease.
So Bert, I was like, oh yeah. He's like, yeah, man, I shot a 76, man. And I'm like, wow. And Ernie's like, yeah, man, I shot my best round ever. I shot an 81. And I'm like, oh, my God, these guys are going to be unbelievable golfers.
Anytime somebody's throwing around a score, I don't even have the patience to finish out a score.
So I'm like, all right, cool. So we get up to the first tee box, and they're talking about it, and they're just looking up at the sun.
Without the goggles?
Without the goggles, man. And
dude, there's people that are going to have vision problems because of this.
Yes, and Ernie, the one that looks like Wreck-It Ralph, is like, yeah, man, my dad said you can look at it as long, and then once your eyes start burning, just look away for 30 seconds.
What the? Yeah, I think that burns the cornea.
And Bert was like, really? And he goes, yeah, he was, and he goes, oh, okay, yeah, because I didn't bring any goggles.
Dude.
So, you know, Bert is listening to Ernie, and they're both standing there on the first tee, just staring up at the damn sun and moon, and they're like, oh man, it's starting to burn my eyes.
Natural selection. This is gonna clear half the population.
I'm like, guys, like, and so I pull out my glasses, and they're like, oh, that's cool. Where'd you get those?
I don't know. Every store this side of West End.
They've been selling them for months, saying, hey, the eclipse is coming. The eclipse is coming. That's where I got them. I don't know. My wife got them. She put them in my bag. They're like, that's cool, but you don't really need them. And I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, so we're watching the eclipse a little bit, and I tee off, boom, hit it. Right side, missed the fairway over the cart path. That's all right. Ernie.
Breakfast ball.
The one that shot 81, hits it about a mile right into the trees, and I'm like,
that doesn't sound like an 81.
No. And then Bert hits a tree, bounces back in the fairway, but he's kind of far back there.
But he's one of the guys that thinks it's an awesome shot. No, it wasn't. You got lucky it hit a tree.
No, he didn't say anything about being awesome. He's like, oh, that wasn't good. You know, no. He starts talking about his, you know, he shot 76.
Well, you guys obviously aren't playing in the Masters this week.
And we continue on our way, and we're in the middle of the first fairway, and I look, and I say, oh, damn, 203. This is it. And I put the goggles on, I look up, and I'm just standing in that number one fairway watching 90% totality.
The ball hits you in the head.
And those guys are looking up without the goggles.
Wow.
And I'm just like, you guys are nuts. And finish the first hole and the second hole. Freaking Ernie's like, damn, that kind of hurt my eyes. And he's kind of rubbing them, you know. He's like, oh, but I think I should be good, you know. Well, needless to say, Ernie, who shot an 81, hits another terrible shot. And he's starting to get pissed. Wreck-It Ralph is getting pissed, you know.
So they're both doing, or Ernie is Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, Ernie, I should have just called him Wreck-It Ralph.
So you're giving him two character names and two different character descriptions.
We're just going to go Wreck-It Ralph. Wreck-It Ralph is kind of angry. And he's just like, man, the blister's on my hand from the first 18. The blister's on my hand from the first 18. Ugh, so pissed off, you know. And I'm like, okay, whatever, you know. And then Bert is trying to be all nice, like, yeah, man, we're just tired, man. Maybe we shouldn't have played another 18. Maybe we should have stopped after the first 18.
Yeah.
I'm like, whatever, guys, whatever. And we
Pros don't even play more than 18 in a day.
And we no
72 in a weekend, right?
Unless you're Liv, you play 54.
Four times 18, 40 and 72.
No, unless you're on Liv, 54.
Liv's coming to Nashville.
I know.
In June. Me, Justin, Angelina, Baser.
Got tickets?
Gonna. $60.
Anyway, so Wreck-It Ralph is getting pissed, right? And he's hitting bad shot after bad shot after bad shot.
And totality's over. It's now getting brighter out.
Yeah, it's now the sun is back out. Like, it's a beautiful day. We're on the fourth hole. And he hits it way right, basically over into the number three fairway.
Know exactly where you guys are.
And I'm like, and there's the four broskies that are up on the green. And they are taking a little while. They're not moving very fast. They're taking their time, and they had parked their cart right next to the green. They obviously don't know the rules, whatever. This is where it gets really awkward.
Trump does that. You see him?
Yes.
He'll pull right up on the green.
Well, I think he owns the course. He can do whatever the hell he wants.
All right.
And they're getting back into their cart.
Remember that November, right?
Okay? And Wreck-It Ralph hits it into him.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no. We've got somebody getting hit into.
And I'm like, what the is he doing? Like, what are you doing, Wreck-It Ralph?
Like, there's a no-no on the course.
No. You do not hit the ball into people. Like, they're getting in their golf cart to drive off to go to the next hole. Just wait 15 seconds and let them drive off. And they kind of look back, and I'm like,
oh, boy.
I'm looking the other direction like, hey, me. Hey, me.
81 over here.
Hey, and Bert looks at me and is like, what was that? I was like, I don't know.
It's his boy. He's got to claim him.
Then Bert looks at him and goes, wreck it. The was that, dude?
Yeah, man. What the? You trying to get us in a fight like that fight all over the internet right now?
And Wreck-It Ralph goes, dude, that one, I mean, I hit it past them. I hit it past them. They were sitting in their cart. And he goes, yeah, they were sitting in their cart. Why the hell would you hit into them?
So he's calling his boy out.
Yeah. And Wreck-It's like, they weren't moving fast enough. I didn't even get it close to them, though. You guys are overreacting.
Oh, so you were joining in, too?
No. He said, because I went up to the people because they pulled up to the tee box, and I drove past, and I was like, dude, sorry about that. I don't know why he hit into you guys.
You cleared your name. Sounds like
yes.
You.
Well, I wasn't trying to fight for this guy.
Right.
I don't know Wreck-It. And Wreck-It's like, if they would have moved faster, it wouldn't have been a problem. And they were right here, and I hit it right here, and it was like 5 yards. He's like, it wasn't even close to them.
You just don't do that, Wreck-It.
And I'm like, Wreck-It. And so we're on the green now. And him and his boy, Bert and Wreck-It, are starting to argue.
Oh, so they're starting after 18. Now you're on about 22.
They
23
are,
hole.
Yeah. He's like, dude, you just can't. He goes, I don't know why you're on their side. He goes, well, it was stupid for you to do that. And he goes, like I said, if they were moving faster, we wouldn't have a problem. So he's just mad he's not playing well. So he's going to take it out on the four broskies in front of us. So they're arguing on the green, and I'm like, can I putt for birdie? Is that okay? I'm thinking that Wreck-It and Bert are going to fight, right?
Low-key birdie flex.
So then, no, I didn't get a birdie, though. I think I three-putted or four-putted, one of the two.
I assumed.
And so then we go to the next tee box, and they said, hey, man, so what do you do?
Oh, the age-old question, man. You can't avoid it.
And I'm like, oh, I'm in entertainment. And they drop it. And then I'm And I'm like, what do?
You sound like a porn star.
Well, that's what I was trying to go for. And Bert says, oh, man.
Entertain me then, bitch.
I own my own creative agency. I don't know what that means. I don't ask any follow-up questions.
Sounds successful.
And
you're on a muni with me.
But they had already played.
Every time I see somebody at the beauty, I'm like, oh, so you're as equally as successful as me. So if they try to pitch whatever their job is how successful they are, I know how successful they are because we're all on the same course. If it's a writer, oh, so you've got a hit that's maybe made it top 20. I know you don't have a number one or you wouldn't be on this course.
Yeah, okay. I can see that. So,
oh, you drive a car that's breaking down a little bit? Okay, yeah, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, a guy's not rolling up in a Porsche.
Yeah, that's true. So then we roll to number seven, number eight. It's a par three, and Reckitt's just in a bad mood.
Of course.
And then Bert hits a bad shot.
Are they drinking?
No. And they're walking.
Could have got uglier with some booze.
And wait, first on six, me and Bert, no, me and Reckitt hit the ball kind of near each other. We both hit trees and it bounced into the fairway. Lucky shots. And there's been sirens going off the whole time. Ambulances, fire trucks, police cars.
Might have been eclipse, people freaking out.
And he's like, I mean, why are there so many sirens? I haven't had one shot where there's not a siren in my backswing.
In his backswing.
He was like, can you explain to me why there's been a siren from the minute we've teed off? He goes, it's unbelievable.
Yes, there was a gunshot.
I said, dude, well, there's a hospital right over here, and we're in the city, man. Like, we're in a city.
Was it Flatline?
I don't know what it was. And he was like, I mean, I have never played a course where there are so many sirens. And I'm like, oh, my God. So that's the reason that you're not doing well? Whatever. So then we get to seven, and Bert hits a bad shot.
For those of you that aren't golfers, it's sounds that are right there next to you. Distant sounds don't bother you as a golfer.
Yeah, like if you're in your backswing and someone goes, hey, then you're probably going to screw
that
up.
That would have more of an effect than a distant ambulance.
It's just making excuses. So then Bert hits a bad shot on the par three. He takes his club.
Well, there it goes.
75 yards.
Home run.
He
bat flip.
He flung that sucker 75 yards.
What are you, Fernando Tatis?
And I'm
nice
like,
flip.
Okay, Jose Bautista, what are you doing? He's like, I can't believe it. And he starts to walk. He's like, I'm just going to leave it. And I'm like,
you go grab it.
And then he goes, no, never mind. I'm going to get it. And then he goes, that's $5. I owe you $5. My first club throw of the day. So I guess him and Wreck-It Ralph have a thing. If he throws a club, he owes $5. I don't know. Don't know their dynamic. Anyway.
And later on, they hook up.
So then we get on the 18th or the 9th, I guess. And I hit it in the fairway.
Whoa, I was going to say, we just jumped 18 holes.
I hit it in the fairway. They hit it in the fairway. And we're going up to the balls. And he goes, so, like, what entertainment do you do?
Here we go.
And I said,
He's giving up on his golf game.
I said, and this is Bert. And I said, oh, I work in radio. And he goes, you work with Bones?
Damn it. Why would you go to radio? You're an idiot. You asked for it. We're literally the only show in town.
Obviously, he knew the whole time.
Oh.
And he was just waiting. And he didn't know when to drop it. He didn't know when to drop it. Because I didn't say I work, you know, Big 98, Bobby Bones show.
You're talking about a dog bow? Dogs play with bones? No, never heard of her.
I just said, oh, radio. And he goes, you work with Bones? I was like, yeah. And he goes, your lunchbox? I'm like, that's me, man.
You started off with entertainment.
And he tells his buddy, dude, this guy's the funniest damn dude on the radio. Because his buddy lived in Asheville. That's where Wreck-It Ralph lived. So we finish up the nine, and they're like, all right, man, we're done. That's all we're going to play, but can we get a pick? I'm like, yeah, let's get a pick. Take a pick. Psh, cool. They gone. Got rid of those awkward, so I'm ready to make the turn. So the guy told me to come back in. He would tell me what course to go to for the nine. Am I going to go which of the two other two? And I go in. I'm like, hey, man, I'm just making the turn, and just which course am I supposed to go to? And he goes,
glad you survived the eclipse.
He goes, wait. Were you a walk-up? I'm like, yeah, I didn't have a tee time. He goes, can't let you take the cart.
That's their new rule. I saw it on the door the other day.
I said, what? What do you mean? He goes, you're past the cutoff time to take a cart.
Even though you paid for it.
I'm like, well, I already teed off with the cart. I'm not starting a new round.
Correct. You were engaged before 2:03.
Yeah, yeah.
Round engaged at 1:45
yeah.
Per the timeline.
Exactly. So I'm like, but I've already been using the cart. And he goes, yeah, our cutoff now, though. You gotta turn the cart in. You can walk the back nine.
Am I under arrest as well?
And I said, why? He goes, that's the rule. And I said, well, I'm looking at number one right now.
Who's the rule?
And there's someone with a cart.
Got him.
And he goes,
facts.
Yeah, they have a tea time.
You said facts don't get in the way of a good story.
He goes, they have a tea time. I said, so they're 30 seconds ahead of me and you're letting them use it? He goes, walk-ups aren't
entitled to a
cart on the back nine. Well, they're playing the front nine. I said, what if I just play with them? We'll get back at the same time. I said, I don't really understand the rule. And he goes, sir, you don't have a tee time, so therefore you cannot use the cart on the back nine.
Oh my, you're done with that muni. You're done. You're done.
And I said, what if they let me play through and then I'm ahead of them? And because you're worried I'm going to get back after them because of my cart. And he said, sir, I can't let you leave this, like, the clubhouse with a cart.
Oh, here comes the marshal to back him up.
I said, so what if I go to that other course, the north, when and I play in an hour and a half because there was no one on the north course? He goes, sir, you cannot play that course because people off number nine on the south are making the turn and they're going there.
I understand the turn.
And I look out and I said, well, there's no one on number nine right now. And there was no one on the tee box. So that means I have a two-hole head start. I could drive there,
facts,
play it, and I'm a single, so I'll be done in an hour and 50. I'll be done.
Facts.
Sir, you're a walk-up. You're not allowed to play the North Course today.
Walk-up with this bird.
I said, so that's it? And he goes, yeah. I said, okay, I'm out. I left.
Wait, but what about your money?
Well, I got my money back.
Oh.
I got my money back.
I was like, you didn't make a point if he kept your
the
money.
The common sense is so dead.
I'm out. Keep my money. Okay, we get the last laugh. Have a good one, buddy.
But I said, but I don't really understand. Like, they have a cart, and they're teeing off at the same time I am, but I can't have a cart because I don't have a tee time?
Their reasoning is they want to keep the carts for people that have tee times.
But and I already had a cart.
They
So they were going
to... People that are walk-ups are lower class to them. People that make tee times are middle class, and they service the middle class.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable.
We're going to take a break.
Yeah, we're going to take a break. But, hey, common sense is dead, man. So, I mean, the frustration, if you could have heard my tone, I was just like, so, because they have a tee time, they get a cart, but I have a cart right now, but I have to turn it in because I don't have a tee time, but you let me have the cart earlier.
Listen, those guys working in the clubhouse, clubbies, divorcees, they got child support, dude.
God, they think they're so cool. But, I mean, it was a, hey, so I did a Ray. I played 9 holes of golf.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a break, and we'll talk national championship. We'll be right back.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What happened?
Holy crap, dude.
Well, we predicted it, but what happened?
UConn is so good. They were so freaking good.
You could have got it beginning of the year about plus 900. I caught it at plus 500, but now the Avs and Suns are going to screw me. But lately, it's been minus. I mean, even money at best.
Here's the thing. Zach Edey looked fine. He looks terrible when he has to actually play. He scored some points, but he played someone against his size, and he couldn't really do much. Klingon did great. And then when Klingon went to the bench, their big guy, because they had like a 7 foot or two, they brought this other guy in, but he was skinny and he could move, and Edie couldn't keep up with him, couldn't find him. And what they did, they were so smart. They didn't double team Edie.
That's what you said to do.
So the Purdue guys were not open for 3-point shots. So it was Edie, shooting. That's fine. And UConn, every player on UConn is a baller. Every player on UConn has got mad skills. They don't have anybody that trips over their dick. They looked awesome.
My buddy placed a bet. Would you care to hear it?
I would love to hear it. Was it UConn is awesome? Because they were. And Hurley is right. Connecticut runs college basketball. They are the New England Patriots of college basketball. They have won 6 national titles since 99. That's amazing.
He put down Danny. Have you ever met Danny from Fort Lauderdale?
No, I haven't met that guy.
He bet $1,800 to win $5,900.
Tell me.
UConn minus 6.5.
That covered.
Over 144.5.
No idea.
Wasn't even close.
It didn't make it over?
No, missed by 10. I didn't bet it, but I always like to say what I'd do, but I didn't tell anybody this, so it really isn't make it if I really did say it. But I did say UConn minus 6.5 seems about right, and it'll be an under. Because the obvious is so over.
I mean, Purdue's other guys only scored 23 points.
Edie scored them all?
Yeah.
He put up 40?
He put up a lot, like 30 points. But that's what they did, is they just said, okay, let Edie have whatever he wants to do. And they even put some like 6'6" guy on Edie at one point.
Who probably hasn't played all year.
No, he plays, but he ain't guarded someone that big. And they were just like, all right, give it to Edie, whatever. We're not scared. I mean, UConn, everybody on their team can handle the ball. They run, I mean, nonstop on offense. They are running. Purdue got tired.
I think their coach said at some points during the summer, don't they just work on defense for a month?
I maybe.
He said they won't even touch a ball. What? And then they'll just shooting. Don't even promote defense. They'll just shoot for a month. Weird coach.
Dude.
But weird wins.
He is such a lunatic. He looks like a dumbass on the side. I mean, he looks so stupid. His reactions, he almost upstages his own players.
Because he celebrates.
The way he reacts on every call and yells at the... There was one time, right? There. I don't even know if he's a point guard, shooting guard, whatever he was. He's standing there dribbling the ball by the sideline, just kind of running the clock. Hurley steps on the court and pushes him like, go, dude, go, run the play.
That's awesome.
He stepped onto the court, and the ref's like, tweet! Turnover, gave the ball back to Purdue. And Hurley's like, what? For what? For what? What did I do? And I'm like, bro, you can't, coacher, you can't just step on the court and push your own play. Like, what are you doing?
Were they winning?
Yes.
Yeah. He's trying to see what he can get away with.
He's bananas. He is a nut.
Well, we did say teams don't repeat until this year.
Until the Chiefs
repeated, UConn repeated,
Aces.
And the Las Vegas Aces repeated. And the Las Vegas Knights could repeat. And we could have 4 repeats in less than 6
Dude,
months.
It was not even – it was a game for the first 14, 15 minutes.
Where was it at? Phoenix?
Yeah.
Was it at the football stadium?
Yeah.
Those are stupid.
It is – dude, it is so dumb. Here's it. It's so dumb. And then people that pay to sit way the hell up there, you can't even see the damn court.
Menery said the seats were so bad he left. Bob Menery. We had him on the show. He was there, and they were so far back, they were joking around binoculars, he didn't even stay.
I understand you make a lot of money if you're the NCAA because you have it in this big-ass arena, so cool. Dude, the idiots that pay to sit, I mean, you can't see the court. It's sort of like we had a buddy in the building that went to WrestleMania, and he posted a picture. I'm like, I can't even see the ring.
D-Babe, yep.
I can't even see. Yeah, I couldn't even see the ring. I'm like, where are the wrestlers? Like, I don't understand. I get it's a money grab. So you end up just watching it on the screen. I mean, some of those people in watching the Final Four were higher up than the screen.
Then how can you see football in that same field, but you can't see basketball? Riddle me that.
Basketball is a lot shorter.
Football fills the field more.
Yeah, it's a lot longer field and wider. That's how you see it, I guess.
Well, we're going to be getting the game Once they get that stadium finished in 2028, we'll have Final Fours, Super Bowls, regular season games, MLS, World Cups, Olympics.
I don't think we're going to have Olympics. Don't think we're going to have World Cup unless it's in like 50 years when the World Cup comes back to the U.S.
Dude, they can do the javelin from Chiefs Bar right where Wallen launched that chair. It already shows it doesn't hit anybody.
You're right. But, dude, it was a good game. I mean, just to watch UConn.
It's too late, dude. You didn't go to bed till 11 o'clock at night, probably.
Later than that, because I watched One Shining Moment. One Shining Moment wasn't until 11 p.m.
Can't play the music anymore.
I know. But it's just every time I watch it, it gives me just the feeling of wow.
Ray, I love when they show the Oregon cheerleaders.
No, I don't care. It's the exhilaration, the song, the culmination of a college basketball season. The one that was probably my worst college basketball season ever as a Kansas Jayhawk fan. We were so bad.
Did you guys get beat in the first round?
No, we beat Samford. We got lucky to beat Samford.
I won the family bracket. I beat Boomer and Baser. There was only three of us in out of a family of 10. I have no idea how that works out. And then Justin won ours.
I didn't win a single thing in AJ's. I got dead last.
You got dead last in ours.
Did I?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably right because, I mean, when you have Auburn going to the national title game and they lose in the first freaking round, it's kind of the ship has sailed. I didn't even look at the standings. My mom kept asking me, so what happens if this happens? I'm like, Mom, I don't know. Dude, I haven't been looking at the brackets.
It wasn't the easiest to pull up. You had to click on a specific tab. I don't even have the ESPN app. I mean, if it takes more than 5 clicks, I'm not doing it.
Same with Yahoo. I'm in fantasy in Yahoo, and I would click on fantasy, and it wouldn't be there. And I'd have to go to College Basketball Mania. I'm like, so stupid. Just put it under the fantasy. It's the same thing as fantasy.
Dude, I'd click on it and be like, Iowa beat South Carolina. I'm like, what the hell? This makes no sense. Oh, the women's bracket. Why am I in the women's
bracket? And last night it came down to my father-in-law and Becky Conry. For all the marbles in my family and friends bracket.
Who's Becky?
She is Justin's mom. They lived down the street from me about 5 houses down growing up. They lived, I mean, right there. And Becky doesn't watch basketball, doesn't know anything about basketball. Becky Conry had UConn. Father-in-law had Purdue. UConn wins. Becky Conry wins by 1 point.
What a final.
1 point.
And we had number ones in the finals for the first time in a while.
And Justin, he finished dead last.
Justin.
Yeah, he finished. His mom finished first. His sister finished number 4. They don't watch college basketball. And then he was way down there at the bottom. And I texted him. I said, well, we know who the weak link in the family is. He's like, I hate it. I'm so embarrassed.
You got him while he's
but
down.
But yeah, it was great. A great tournament. The tournament wasn't as awesome as it should be.
I believe we were...
too many blowouts.
Yeah, and I don't think we got the buzzer beater we needed.
Yeah.
There was not one team running from one side of the court to the other because of a buzzer beater.
Yeah, there was only forced overtime with a buzzer beater. There was no like, oh my gosh, last shot wins the game.
I mean, we could have researched it. I just didn't feel like going through all 67 games to see if there was a buzzer beater.
No, it's too hard.
It was just that overtime one.
I mean, I had devastation last night because I had the square 6-0. It ended 5-0.
I thought they scored 60.
No.
Oh, 75-60.
Yes. I'm like, guys, Purdue, foul one last time. Foul one last time. Foul one last time.
Because you needed a free throw.
I needed one free throw.
And you needed a miss. So.
Well, those guys, whenever I need free throws, they're going to miss them. And they freaking just let them play it out, dribble the ball, dribble the ball, dribble the ball. And I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah, some of these teams are content with losing by 6 or 7. I get it.
It was 14.
Right. That 15. One I'm not talking about. But, dude, I saw it a couple times this year. There's about 9 seconds left, and teams were content down 6 to let the game end. I'm like, really?
Yeah, it's weird. Like, sometimes they're down 11 with, like, 20 seconds to go, and they're still fouling.
That one's over.
I'm like, that's over.
But also, when they do it at 6, and the coach, I'm like, class act, man. I might still be fouling, coach.
I find it funny. It's like, man. You don't want to tell your kids to give up. You don't ever want them to give up.
Remember, Duke came back from down 10 with a minute left.
Against?
Somebody.
I want to say...
Jay Williams was on the team.
No, there was one. Oh, my God. I'll never forget it. I think it may have been UCLA playing Gonzaga back with Adam Morrison. The guy that had the like catfish like beard like mustache.
Nothing in the league.
Nothing in the league. And he sat down on the court and started crying because he thought the game was over. And maybe Gonzaga is the one that made the comeback. I don't remember. But he was on the court sitting there crying as they're shooting free throws.
Great recollection.
I was at Brian's apartment right off of Mopac. AJ was there. And I always thought Brian looked like Jay Wright, who used to coach Villanova, but AJ didn't agree with me. I don't know if AJ still talks to Brian, but they were friends from high school.
That's neither here nor there. UConn, another one went. I picked UConn. So, folks, that's not very proud. I mean, it was.
So,
but, folks, I need the Avs and the Suns. Or, I mean, I got to restructure all my parlays. But if the Avs win, they just got to win out.
And they're not winning out.
No. So the Dallas Stars can win one game. There's four games left. The Avs have to win out, and the Dallas Stars can only win one game. So I'm asking for the hottest team in hockey to only win one game over four, and I'm asking for the Avs, who are pretty damn cold right now, to win out. If they do, folks, you're looking at $250,000.
Well, folks, you're not looking at $250,000 because it's not going to happen. I don't want to cheer against my friends. I want good things to happen to my friends, but that's not going to happen.
Tiger's playing in the Masters.
He's not having sex to get ready for it.
No?
Did you see that?
No.
I don't know if that's a real story or if that's a fake story. I don't know if it's ball sacked or if it's not ball sacked.
I might need to root against him. I like short selling. I like rooting against the stars. I like rooting against my friends in sports, not in their careers, because I enjoy the benefits of their careers doing well. Who was it? Yeah, South Beach, dude. He used to root against me when I was betting, and I go, South Beach, you know, if I win the bet, I'm probably going to be more generous and we're going to pop bottles, right? So why would you cheer for me to not win? I'll buy your drinks tonight. That makes no sense. And he goes, yeah, you're right. Good point. I said, if I'm richer, I'm going to bless you with money more as a friend. I'll buy you a shoes shirt.
A shoes?
Something. I go, so it makes no sense. And then I think I actually explained it to him in that moment. And then he realized, hey, when it comes to betting, you shouldn't root against your friends, because if they make money, at some point there's a trickle-down effect.
Yeah, oh, I never cheer against my friends when they're betting. I never come up and, like, if you're at the blackjack table, I'm like, I don't really like that bet. I would never say that to you.
The worst.
Never say that to you. We're going to take a break, then we got a very serious email we got to read. We'll be right back.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
We got an email. It says, what up, fellas? This past Saturday, I was trying to put together a pretty sure thing, easy bet, parlay. UConn and Purdue money line wasn't going to pay out much, so I wanted to throw a couple more in there. I went to the wonderful Facebook page to ask for help. Brandon Hill, the one who won the gambling award for most likely to go bankrupt at Coaches Convention 3, suggested I take the Preds and Blues money line as well.
Ooh.
He felt great about them.
Ooh.
UConn and Purdue came through for me. Guess who didn't? Preds and Blues both lost. Just a PSA about bankrupt Brandon. He's a good dude, but proceed with caution when taking his gambling advice. If I can save one person from having this happen to them, I've done my job. Taylor Caraway. So if Brandon Hill is telling you what to bet, proceed with caution, he said.
Yeah, some people, you got to learn the people that you can trust through Twitter, X, Facebook. If somebody starts to hit a couple in a row, then you tail them. I remember, I can't even tell you the guy's name. He lived in Atlanta. It's when I was betting thousands, but I made a $1,000 parlay, and one of the teams, the first leg, was a soccer one. And he goes, dude, I'm telling you, I believe it was Atlanta Soccer, or it was a Premier League team. So it was a Saturday. All right, man, let's start this parlay. He randomly hit me up. He's like, dude, lock of the century, man. Do this Premier League team. I wish I could tell you the team. Let's say it was Tottenham. And I go, okay. Dude, they were far and away the favorite. Huge favorite. They got beat 2-0 or something. Weren't even close to winning. Totally dismantled my entire parlay. And I go, buddy, I thought you said this was a lock. That being said, know your people that they have a trend of winning before you just go with a random pick. But I was at that point in my life where I was taking random picks from random people.
All right. Well, happy Wednesday, guys. It's raining out. We're not doing anything. We got nothing. I got no soccer tonight. It's rained out. I mean, just rain, rain, rain. Can't go play golf. That's why I tried to play golf on Monday, and the freaking ass in the club shop. You can't have a car. I mean, just doesn't make any freaking sense why the person right in front of me can have a golf cart, but I can't have a golf cart when I'm going to be playing with that group.
Dude, sometimes I go chip. You know I chip, right?
Yeah.
The dude tells me, hey, man, maybe throw a collar on for me next time. And I read the rules and regulations. It says collars are suggested. So tell me, the word suggested, does that mean I am required to wear a collar?
No.
So when he said to me, hey, man, throw a collar on for me next time, he just think I look cute in a collar? Because I'm not required by law to put on a collar.
No, it's suggested. It's sort of like I suggest you shut your mouth when you're talking to my wife like that. You don't have to. But I suggest you do. I suggest you get your hand off my wife's ass. You don't have to, but I suggest it.
Let me go get a collar so I look cute for you.
One time we tried to play in Austin. My dad.
Those are stricter rules and regulations.
Me, my dad, my brother, and my uncle Ken. And we go to the golf course by Batter's Box's house.
What up, everybody? It's Batter's Box.
And we go in, we're like, oh, yeah, we just want to play at tee time. You know, it's empty. There's no one there. We're like, yeah, go ahead. Oh, do those two have a collared shirt? Talking about my dad and my uncle. No.
He worked construction for 30 years.
Yeah, they don't really wear collars. That's not their thing. Ooh. Out here, we're going to need you to wear collared shirts. Really? Yeah, we have a few members that they'll get kind of upset if you don't have a collared shirt on. Like, well, this is a public course, right? Well, I mean, it's privately owned. It's not a muni, but it's you can just walk up. You don't have to have a membership, right? Yeah, we can get you. We got polos for sale right over there. We'll give you the member discount, so it'll only be
$95,
$87 for a collar shirt. That rack right there. And my dad says,
"Dad, do you want the one with flowers or the pink floral?"
My dad said, "So I have to pay $87 extra to play your course." He goes, well, no, you get to keep the shirt.
Oh, thanks.
And my dad said, not going to happen. And he goes, well, how about you? And he points to my Uncle Ken. Well, I mean, if my dad's not going to play, we're all not going to play, dude. So you're wasting your time asking Uncle Ken if he would like to buy a collared shirt also. Because once my dad says no, the whole group is out.
Yeah.
And he goes, you? And he goes, no, I'm out. And we left. We didn't get to play golf.
That was a quiet ride home.
It was like, all right, well, that was fun, man. Do, 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 do. Who knew you had to have a collared shirt at this course? So, yeah.
Well, at the country style one, they suggest you wear a collared shirt when you chip.
Well, that's ridiculous. Well, I will say this, that John Rahm came out and said that Liv needs to play 72-hole tournaments. I'm like, bro, you just joined the tournament, the group for $500 million. Now you're mad that they only play 54 holes? I mean, like, you knew this going in. You knew this going in. Pretty funny.
Yeah, I'd say we root for a Liv guy to win the Masters. It'd be hilarious.
Really?
What is his TV doing, man?
Oh, he has fresh on the bottom of his shoes.
We are looking at the exact swings of
Koepka and Mickelson.
Wow, Phil's 8 degrees open closed.
What was Koepka?
I don't know, dude.
All right. Happy Wednesday.
What did he get in trouble for recently? Didn't he have his chick? He was mounting her or something?
Who, Koepka? Oh, no, that was New Year's when he was doing the sparklers at her boobs, man.
I knew it was something.
Yeah.
We ain't seen that dude since New Year's.
No, we haven't.
Dude, me and Eddie used to make fun of you for Liv and be like, oh, guys are going to Liv. It sucks. I mean, this last tournament, there was absolute no-namers in it. Thank God the Masters is this week, so I see these guys that I enjoyed watching. I haven't seen Koepka, Phil, Tiger, he's not on Liv, but still. Rom, the one guy, Cam, whoever his name is.
Yeah, Cam Smith.
He was hotter than a firecracker. None of them. Sergio, Bubba Watson. Bro, it was Bethea versus McCarthy last tournament. Huh?
I know.
Scheffler sometimes sprinkles into some of them.
I understand, dude. But I can't compete with $500 million.
And also, some of the people have the connections of a president. How come none of our people go to the Masters?
I don't know. A girl I went to high school with, I saw her post on Facebook, off to the Masters. It's her husband and 3 kids. I'm like, how the hell do you get that? Yeah. How do you get those tickets? How do you get those tickets? And I've been told that the Masters, you'd rather go to a practice round because it's more laid back.
Go to this?
Yeah, because the players are a lot more relaxed and chill, and there's not as many. I mean, there's a lot of people, but not as many.
Mm-hmm. Man, they're just broadcasting all week, huh?
They're just broadcasting practice range, man. They're live on the range.
Oh, look at these guys. They're all giving daps. Oh, it's a jack-around fest.
Yeah.
Koepka's working on chipping. What did I tell you? Oh, that's more than a chip.
Now, that's like a 7-iron going 200 yards.
Oh, it shows exactly the flight of his ball?
Yeah.
Oh!
And he put it right at 200. That's two in a row. He's put it right there.
Remember that for this week, folks.
Dude, he is dialed in.
Dude, these guys aren't a little bit better than us. A lot of bit better. These guys are exceedingly, exponentially better than us at golf.
Dude, they could go to the course. They would go to the courses we play.
Hit a hole in one on every hole.
I think hole in two in every hole.
But that's just figuring out your swing, and he's just
watch this right at 200, right at it.
But dude, well, you can't be that in awe. That's his job. I mean, imagine if we went to the course every damn day. Without these microphones.
You wouldn't be that good.
Without the phone videoing it. Right, because I don't have his body type. But swing-wise, I'm not saying I could beat him or ever even play in this, but we'd be an S-load better than we are now.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, look at, he just knows his swing, and then that's all he's doing is, look at, his swing doesn't vary. Every single one of those were the exact same as the one before.
He's pretty good. He's good.
And also, I mean, I didn't play when I was young. So.
Neither did I. All right, we got to go.
Yeah, that's a wrap.
That's a wrap, man. Hey, I just sent you $100 too much on Venmo. Will you send me the other half back? Sorry about that. No need to apologize about paying me more money.
Oh, yeah, how do you ask for money back? We a guy to cut our lawn, we Venmoed him. Now we need the money back. We found somebody cheaper. So do I make up an extravagant lie and say that I'm going to mow my own yard now? Or do I just say, hey, man, need that money back? And he doesn't give it back.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that. Why do you need it back?
Because we're going with somebody else. It's cheaper.
Oh, but you already paid him for the year? You just paid him?
Baser loves paying people a month before they do the work. But
that seems like a good, efficient.
So I thought just to get him to shut up and not even go back and forth, to be like, hey, man, I'm going to need $125 back. You can keep $5. Sorry about the trouble. Ended up, I'm gonna do the yard. I got fired from my job, so I'm now full-time going to just do our yard. But, yeah, I'm unemployed, so if I get that money back. So give him the woe-is-me story. Yeah. Give him $5, and then the text back should just be, okay.
Yeah, just be like, man.
But if I tell him I need that whole amount back, I'm still employed and my life's great, bro. I mean, then I'm going to go text back for this guy for a month.
You got to say, I was looking up at the eclipse and I wrecked my car. Need the money to get a new car. That's it.
And I also came out. He's like, what?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.